Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Tov Chof Beis. We are up to Sif Dalad. We are on the second to last line of page Reish Pei Dalad. We're about to turn on to page 568. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Le'inyan Hafsaka, in terms of stopping in the middle of Halel and being mafsik, Afilu Be'emtza, even in the middle of a paragraph, Shoel B'Shlom Odom Shu Tzarech Linho Bo Kavod, you're allowed to initiate a greeting to a person that you have to be Noe Kavod to that person, Umeshiv Shalom L'chol Odom, and you could respond to a greeting of Shalom to any person. Aval Be'inyan Acher Lo Yafsik, but in any other case, you are not allowed to be mafsik. The Rama says, "V'dafka b'Rosh Chodesh u'Pesach b'yomim she'ein gomrim halal." This is specifically on Rosh Chodesh or on Pesach after the first 2 days, where we don't say a full halal. Aval k'she gomrim also, but when we say a full halal, le'inyan hafsaka dino k'mo b'kriyashma. Then the laws of hafsaka are the same as by kriyashma. V'ain l'kamon simin tov peiches sif aleph. So says the Mishabura Sikotan Chof Aleph, Afilu Be'emtza. Again, the Mechaber said in terms of Hafsaka, even in the Emtza, Sakta Mishabura Rotsalomer Be'emtza Perek, in the middle of a paragraph. So we said you're allowed to greet a person who you have to honor. You're allowed to initiate a greeting, and you could respond to the greeting of any person. But then Mishabura says, Va'ayin Le'el Simen Samech Vov, V'tumod L'kan Bir Hadvarim. Look earlier in Hilchos Kriyashma, and you can learn from there the explanation of the Dvarim. Now, if you look at note number 25, a very important note, Upizman hazeh shelo nohagim lishol bishlom odom shenichnas lebeis haknesses v'emtzat filu. Nowadays, where it's not the minhag to be greeting people that come into shul in the middle of davening, so we learned earlier, she'asr lahafsik be'emtzat psukei dezimra or kriyas shema, you're not allowed to be mafsik for any greetings during the middle of psukei dezimra or kriyas shema. V'afla mishu chaya b'chvodo mipnei hayira, even someone that you have to honor him because of fear, kasev ashon halachos b'shema chay odom sha'aser, even that person is going to be aser to greet. V'imkein hu adin shebahalal ein lahasek l'tzer alzeh, and if so, the same din is going to apply by halal, that we would not be mafsek for any type of greeting. Continues the Mishabura Sekatun Chavdeiz, we said, aval b'inyan acher lo yafsek, but any other case will not be mafsek. Afilu bein haprakim, even between the paragraphs. Sevkaton chav gimel va'ayin l'kamon simit tov peches, shesham mevur heitav dine hafzaka. There it's discussed very well, the halachos of hafzaka. One other very practical halacha over here is brought down in note number 26, in terms of what you're allowed to answer when you're in the middle of halal. Anos l'dvarim shebekedusha b'emtza ha-halel, in terms of answering dvarim shebekedusha in the middle of halel, the Rama says shebiyomim shebehem gomrim es ha-halel, on days that we say a complete halel, mafsik ba-halel kederel shemafsik b'kriyashma. You can't interrupt halel to answer the things that you could interrupt kriyashma for. Shelagabe kasav ha-shulchan aruch le'el, l'gabe kriyashma, the shulchan aruch told us earlier, shemutter l'hafsik ba kedel anos l'kadish u'kedusha u'baruchu. So we learned earlier that in the middle of Kriyashma, you are allowed to answer certain parts of Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruchu, V'im Kain, and if so, Kol Shekein Shemuter Lanos Advarim Elu B'Hal Shu Rosh Chodesh, certainly you'll be allowed to answer these things during Hal on Rosh Chodesh, Ahefzik Bo Dino Kalmi Kriyashma. Obviously, a day that we're saying half Halal is certainly more lenient then interrupting in the middle of Kriyashma. Vilanos Amen Ubaruchu Varashmo Bemsa Halal, in terms of answering a regular Amen and Baruchu Varashmo in the middle of Halal, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says Shabaruchu Varashmo Loyane, one should not answer in the middle of Halal Baruchu Varashmo, Aval Amen Rashai Lanos, but a regular Amen, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is lenient and he says that you can answer Amen in the middle of Halal. Continues the Mechaber Vaiter Sivhei. Im hifsik bo v'shoha, if a person paused in the middle of halal and he spent some time in his pause, afilu shoha kedei ligmar kulo, even if the delay was the time it takes to say the whole halal, eino tzaruch lachzal l'rosh, you still do not need to go back to the beginning of halal. So even though one paused in the middle of halal, the time it takes to say the whole halal, he does not need to start again. says the Mishaburu Sivkatan Chavdal Vishaha, Afilu Shah Machmas Ones, even if his delay was, his pause was because of an ones, Shaya Mokum Einu Naki Uchia Gavna, for example, the place where he was, he realized was not clean or something similar. Still, Sivkatan Chavay, Einu Tzarech Lachsar Larosh, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. The Afilu Bishah Shigomri Mahalal Nami Einu Tzarech Lachsar, even when he's saying the complete Hallel, he does not have to go back to the beginning of Hallel. Even according to the Psak of the Ramah that we had in Simon Samachay Gavik Kriyashma, the Hechi Shahoya Hashihiya Machmas Ones the Tzarach Lachsal Rosh. We learned in the Ramah B'Hilchos Kriyashma that where there was a delay because of Ones, and it was a certain amount of time, you have to go back to the beginning of Kriyashma. Shani Hallel, Hallel is different. The Chol Ikaru Eino Ela Midrabanan. The whole Hallel is only Midrabanan. V'afilu B'Shah Shegomer Moso. Even on the day that we're saying a complete Hallel, it's only the Rabbanan. U'lahachi Lo Machmirinam Be, therefore we're not Machmir. And even if the delay was the time it takes to say this whole Hallel, you would not have to go back to the beginning. However, there are those who are machmir, and they say, like by Kriyashma, if you delayed in the Hallel, the time it takes to say the whole Hallel, you have to start again. The Alkain, and therefore, Tov Lachsov, Lekrosa, Bli Bracha, Lemaisa, Zakta Mishabura, it is good to go back and say Hallel again from the beginning, but without another Bracha. V'ayin Le'el B'simen Samacheb Mishabura, Ubi Arloch Hashem, Be'anro Kol Prote, Dinam Elu, look back in Hilchos Kriyashma, where we discussed all of these details. Continues the Mechaber in Sivov, Hakari Halal Mafreya, one who reads the Halal out of order, Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze. The Ramah says, Ta'a Yachsar Lumokum Sheta'abo. If a person made a mistake, he goes back to the place where he made the mistake. So we have here the Mechaber that says, if you read Halal out of order, you're not Yotze. And then we have the Ramah who says, if you make a mistake, you go back to the place where you made the mistake. Says the Mishaburu Sevkatan Chavav, if you read the Halal out of order, you're not Yotze. We learn it out in the Gemara in Megillah from the Pasuk that says in Halal, Mimizra Shemesh ad Mivo'o Mehula Hashem Hashem, from the east of the sun until the setting of the sun, we praise the name of Hashem, and we learn from there, Ma Hashemesh Holeches Keseder Mimizrach Lamarav, just like the sun goes in order from east to west, Kein HaHilul Tzarech Lios Keseder Dafka V'lol Mafreya. So too, the praises of Hashem have to be said specifically in their order and not out of order. V'haylu Mafreya, this out of order, L'chora Hainu Dafka B'Seder HaPsukim, L'chora, this is going on, not going out of order in the actual Psukim. Aval Em Hiktim Parsha L'chaverta, but if you went out of order in the paragraphs, Afal Pi She'eno Rashai, even though you're not allowed to do that, Yotza, you would be Yotze B'Dievet U'Kedel'el B'Simen Samatadlin in Kriyashma. Just like we said by Kriyashma, you can't go out of order between the Psukim within a Parsha, but if you say the Parshios out of order, Yotze, so L'chora is going to be the same thing by Halal. You can't go out of order in the Psukim within a paragraph, but if you switch the order of the paragraphs, it would be okay. Aval kama achronim machmirim gabe halal afilu b'parshios. However, various achronim are machmir by halal, even if you switch the order of the parshios, kevan desmuchim heim zelazeh b'tehillim, since they are next to each other in a specific order in Tehillim. By the parshios of Kriyashma, the reason why we're not machmir on the order of the parshios is because even in the Sefer Torah, they're not in the order that we say them, so if you switch the order from the way we say them, it's going to be okay. But halal, which we say in order of the way it's written in Tehillim, so there are those who are machmir and say if you say if the paragraph's out of order, you're also not going to be yotze. The al kain, and therefore, because it's a machlokas, bevadai nochon lahachmir bazev velachsar velikros, for sure it is proper to be machmir, and if you went out of order in the order of the kapitlach of Tehillim in Halo, you should go back and read them again in order. Achenim yachsar v'yavarech yech la'ayin badover, however, in terms of going back and making another bracha, so that needs investigation. V'afilu le'inyan kriyas psukim l'mafreya, even in terms of reading the psukim themselves out of order, gam kein lo bririm milsa l'gabi rosh chodesh yachsar v'yavarech. It's also very not poshet, and very not clear, Lagabi, the Halal of Rosh Chodesh, you're going to go back and make a bracha, Kemoshe Kasati, Be'er Locha, like I wrote in the Be'er Locha, which we will see shortly. Sekatan Chav Zayin. The Rama said, if you made a mistake in Halle, go back to the place where you made the mistake. Rosh Lomer means to say, Im Dileik Pasuk Echad, if you skipped a Pasuk, V'Nizkar Achar Kach, and you realized your mistake afterwards, Lo Yom Renu B'Mokom Shenizkar. Don't just stick the Pasuk that you skipped in the place where you remembered it, the Havale Kriyala Mafreya, that will be reading the Hallel out of order. Elo Yaschil Me'osa Pasuk, rather you'll start from the Pasuk that you missed, V'Yomer Ala Seder Atzof, and you'll continue on in order till the end. If you don't know the place where you made the mistake, you know you skipped some pasuk, but you don't know which pasuk it is, go back to the beginning of that parsha in which you had the suffix. Now I'd like to see two bi'alochas over here. Number one, bi'alocha devamaske lumokom sheta'abo. So the Rama said, if you made a mistake, you go back to the place that you made a mistake. And the Mishabura just said, if you don't know where you made a mistake, go back to the beginning of the parsha. So says the Be'alocha, Ayin be'mishabura, look what we just learned in the Mishabura, Dim Eino Yodea Heichon Toh, if you don't know where the mistake was, Yachzor L'Rosh HaPera, go back to the beginning of the paragraph. Hinei din zehu me Rabbeinu Yeruchim. This din is really from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. V'hu be'Beis Yosef, and is brought down in the Beis Yosef. But Zatach Chavetz Chaim, ve'eini yodea mehechan lamazeh. I don't know where they're learning this din from. Imi Kriyashma, if you're learning it from Kriyashma, where this is the din by Kriyashma as well. But if that's our source, halohu da'oraisa v'yesh lahachmir me'safek. Kriyashma, as we know, is a mitzvah da'oraisa. And therefore, it makes sense, may suffik, to be machmir. Masha'en kein b'halal, which is not the case b'halal, afilu b'yomim shegomrim halal hu gam kein rak midirabanan. Like we said before, even the day that you're saying a full halal, halal is only midirabanan. The after Shom Chozrim Afilu Masafik Hu Al Parsha Shnia, and even though it's true by Kriyashma, if you have a suffik by the second parsha, you also go back. The Shom Lakama Poskim Hu Midrabanan, and it's true according to some poskim, the second parsha of Kriyashma is only Midrabanan. But Shom Hatam Hu, there the reason is Mikavan Shekvar Osaku Be Kriyashma Shal Parsha Rishona Shehu Mechuyaba, since you're already being Osik in the first parsha of Kriyashma, which is the Raisa, so then you go back even for the second parsha. The Mefarshim explain, but Halal, where the whole thing is the Rabbanan, why should we be machmir like we are by Kriyashma? Says the Chavetz Chaim Vulai, maybe the answer is the Kevan Shehu Mevarich ala Halal. Since we make a bracha on Halal, v'yesh bazeh mishum chshash de losisa, and if you're not doing the Halal right, there's a chshash, you're being over the Issa the Reis of losisa. In lo yachzor v'yikra, if you don't go back and read it properly, v'hu ke'ein safek b'daraisa, and therefore it's like a safek daraisa, since it's a chshash of a brach levatola, if your halal is not good, therefore maybe that's the reason why they're learning out halal from kriyashma, though just like kriyashma is daraisa, there's a tzad that the brach levatola over here by halal would be daraisa as well, and therefore maybe that's why these poskim are saying you go back with tzarechin. Let's see the bir halacha. We're going to Mafreya and our Bir Halachas. Let's see the Bir Halacha before the Mafreya Lo Yotza. The Mechaber told us, if you read the Halal out of order, you're not Yotze. Kain Isa B'Shas Megillah Reish Perek Beis. This is from the Gemara Megillah, the beginning of the second Perek. L'chora HaShas L'Koy Ela Azmanim Shemuchuyev L'Krosan. L'chora, the Gemara is going specifically on the times that you're Muchuyev to say Halal. De Bohem Shayach Lomer Yotze Lo Yotze. When you're Muchuyev to say it, then it's Shayach to say whether you're Yotze or not Yotze. Ma she'en kein biyomim she'en gomrim, which is not the case on Rosh Chodesh or the end of Pesach, we're not saying a full halal. V'hurak mitzad minhaga ba'alma, that we're only saying on Rosh Chodesh mitzad minhag. So my shayach yotzo lo yotzo, what's it shayach to say that you're yotze or you're not yotze? V'im kein, and if so, minole la shulchan aruch lahatik adin lagabi Rosh Chodesh. Question number one, the Bir Halacha asks, how can we apply this din of l'mafreya? It's true, and halal in general, where it's a chiyuv. So if you read it, L'mafreya, you're lo yotza. But over here on Halon Rosh Chodesh, which is only a minhag, it's not shayach yotza or lo yotza. So how is the Mechaber bringing this din down about halal in the halachas of Rosh Chodesh? That's question number one. Vod, and furthermore, l'chor l'mafreya nikra, l'chor the case of l'mafreya is called im dileik pasuk echad be'ezek kapitel, that you left off a pasuk in one of the paragraphs, v'achar sha'omar acharav eze psukim, and after you said psukim that follow, niskar midilugo, you remember that you skipped a pasuk, The Omer Shom Zeh Pasuk, and you put that pasuk over there out of place. The cost of a Beis Yosef, who Mavi Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef writes, and the Magen Avraham brings him down. The Zen Nikra Kol Amafreya. That's how these poskim say Amafreya works. That you said a couple of pesukim after you missed one pasuk, and now you're filling in the pasuk that you missed. The Kashali, but that's difficult for me to understand, says the Chavetz Chaim. The Zeh Shayach Rak Legabe Kriyashma. That Shayach only Legabe Kriyashma. Sheshomim Chiser Pasuk Echa Lo Yotza. There, if you miss one Pasuk, you're not Yotze. Vizeh Pasuk Shekara Shelo Kesidrum. And that Pasuk that you read out of order, Lo Adif Mishelo Kerao Klal. It's no better than not reading it at all. Aval Hocha, but over here, Gabe Halal, the Rosh Chodesh, Ekarno Sobedilog, but when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Halal, where we're anyway being medallic, we're skipping certain parts. So, Mainav Kamina Mchiser Pasuk Echad. So, even if you're going out of order, worst case scenario, we'll consider as if you skipped that Pasuk. What's the problem with skipping a Pasuk? Halo Bevadai Le'inyan Dilug, Einu Mukhuyev Shiadalik Dafka Kapitol Lolanu. We learned earlier that our minhag is that we skipped a paragraph of Lolanu. But we said you don't have to specifically skip that. That's our minhag. You could skip any part. The same din is true that is considered a half halal if you skip other parts. Like the Rambam writes. So question number two, if Lamafreya is considered this case where you skipped a pasuk and then you said it later, like the poskim say, and it's as if you skipped that pasuk, you're allowed to skip a pasuk in halal on Rosh Chodesh. So why are we saying that you're not yotze in that case? So those are the two questions that the Be'er Halacha. Number one, the whole halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. What shayach to say lo yotz if you go to Mafreya? Number two, if the Mafreya is skipping a pasuk and going back and saying it after you said out the psukim, so the worst way to view it is that when you go to Mafreya, you skip that pasuk. But you're allowed to skip psukim. We're saying halal bedilug on Rosh Chodesh. And it's not bedafka that you have to skip what we skip. You could skip anything. So says the Chavetz Chaim, v'ulai, Gabe halal mafreya. When it comes to halal out of order, kevan de nafkalam be gemara zemikra. Since we learned out in the gemara from a pasuk, as the Mishnah Berurah brought down, mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo mulal shem Hashem, ma shemesh holich kaseid be mizrach lamara ve'ino lechas lamafreya. Just like the sun goes in order, it doesn't go out of order. Kena hilul tzarach lios kaseider dafka. So too the praises of Hashem have to be in order specifically. So gora zemi imchiser pasuk echal lagamri. This is in fact worse than skipping a pasuk. If you skip the pasuk, that's just a dilug. But going out of order is going against this pasuk, and therefore, maybe, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's why we're bringing this din over here, even by the halal of Rosh Chodesh. And then he says another pshat, v'lule divreyim, if not for their words, meaning the Beis Yosef, who's brought by the Magen Avram, haya nirali lomer, I would say the case of Lomafreya that we're discussing over here is not like they said. It's not that you skipped the pasuk and then you said it later. The Hailam Afreya Mairi Ba'ufen Zadafka. This Lama Afreya is going in this case specifically. Kigon Shechiser Pasuk Rishon Min Halal. You skipped the first pasuk in Halal. The Hiskil Pasuk Sheni. And you started from the second pasuk. The Achakath Omar Pasuk Rishon. Then you went back to the first pasuk. The inyan zeshalom afreya lo nucha lahachshiro mitam dilug. There you can't say that it's no worse than skipping a pasuk altogether. The dilug nikra shehischo karoi v'dileg beemtza. In other words, dilug, when we say, you say halal b'dilug, it means you skip something in the middle. But over here, Zakta Mishabura, the case of reading it on Afreya means you skipped the very first pasuk, and you said the second pasuk, and then you went back, so that on Afreya you can't say is like a dilug. Dilug, it means by definition that you're in the middle, and you skipped something. But over here, you missed the first pasuk, and Zakta Chavetz Chaim, if not for the Magen Avram, that brings the Beis Yosef, that says you skipped something in the middle, I would have said it's this case, you skipped something in the beginning, and that's why it's not good, because that wouldn't be like a case of dilug. If you skip two lines, he writes, "V'hine l'maisa, b'vada yesh l'hachmir b'chol gavni shekarol mafreya l'achsel l'kros." Bottom line, says the Chavetz Chaim, for sure one should be machmir in all cases that he read it out of order to go back and read it in order. Kemo shekosua Beis Yosef and Magen Avram, like the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avram write. Aval le'inyan bracha, but in terms of making another bracha, b'vada yesh lizar shelo lachsor ulevarach. You certainly should not go back and make another bracha. O kumo shekasadnu b'tchil, like we wrote in the beginning. U b'prat heicha shekare b'yachad. Certainly, in a case where you're reading the halal by yourself, the belav hachi das kama rishonim shelovarach. Like we learned earlier, many rishonim say that when you're saying halal by yourself, you never make a bracha. So even though our minhag is to make a bracha, certainly if you're going back for any of these cases, you certainly would not go back to make an another bracha. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber and finish up the Siman Siv Zayin. Mitzvahs Kriyas Halal Mu'umud. The mitzvah of reading Halal is standing. You have to say Halal standing. Says the Mishabruah Siv Katun Chavches, Lefisha Halal Eidu Shivcho Shalmakum. Because Halal is a testimony to the praises of Hashem, V'nifla'usav and His wonders, V'nisim Sha'asolano and the miracles that He did for us. Umitzvas edus ba'amida, and the mitzvah of giving edus is always standing. V'chein kasev b'halal, also the pasuk says in halal, halalu avdei Hashem sha'umdim v'chuli. So it says, praise the servants of Hashem, should praise Hashem when they're standing. Mihu b'lel pesach, however, when it comes to the Seder, mitol shechokim also, since we split the halal into two parts, one in the beginning and one later on, she'ein korin oso kulo ka'achas, we don't read the halal all at one time, lo mach rechinan oso lamod b'chol pam. Since it would involve two times, we don't make you stand two times, and that's why we say the halal lel ha'seder while we are sitting. Vote, and furthermore, shederech lele psachim hu derech hasiba v'cheirus, the way of the Seder is derech hasiba and derech cheirus. That's another reason why we don't stand. That reason is really not so pashit, because there is a major machlokas whether we do hasiba when we're reading the Haggadah, or we only do the hasiba when we're eating the food or drinking the yayin. So it sounds from this mishabura that the reason why we're not standing for halal is because we say the halal derech haseba v'cheirus, that is very not poshut, but that's what he's bringing over here from the Shiboli Haleket. Many say that the achila is what we do behaseba, but not the reading of the halal or the haggadah, that we do be'ema u'be'yira, without leaning. The Mishavu over here again is mashma, that the reason why we're not standing by halal is because on Lel Pesach, it's derech haseba v'cheirus, mashma, the halal itself is done by derech haseba. And then Mishabura finishes off and says, "Mikomakom b'diavadim kara miyushav afilu biyomim shagom rahalu yotza." This whole din of standing during halal is lachatchila, but b'diavad, if one read the halal sitting down, even the day that you say the whole halal, he would be yotze b'diavad. That completes Siman Tov Chav Beis and Mirtz Hashem. In the next year, we'll begin Siman Tov Chav Gimel, the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.